and broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now it's time for the Boomerang Radio Show with our panel here, Mike Ward, Reverend Dr. Rudolph Demery. Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm outstanding as always. I try to make it that way every day.
Absolutely. Dr. Demery. Dr. Demery.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Okay, doing just fine.
So good to see you, man. Okay,
yes,
so
sir.
Anyway.
What happened last week?
Oh, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But
okay.
I want Mike to start this thing off and tell the audience about, oh, we lost Dr. Demery. Okay. Mike, tell the audience about this show. I've heard rumors. There's a going around, you know, the network. I've heard rumors about this crazy show called, I'm getting some echo here. Hold on 1 second. It's crazy show. Okay. I'm getting an echo on your end, Dr. Demery. All right, go fix that and we'll be right back. Mike, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. That is the way it's been described to me. I don't know. I don't know. Is it R-rated? Is it a family? I mean, is
sometimes
it, is it G-rated?
It
I
can
mean,
be.
Tell us a little bit about that and when we can find it.
Well, it's very G-rated for the most part, but sometimes Williams' silliness and mine, we collide in the middle, and it gets maybe a little more towards the R or perhaps mature audience. But we try to keep it somewhat under control. This is a very Christian station, and we like it like that. But sometimes our silliness overwhelms us. But Coast to Coast is all about music, and it's all about all music. So we play it all. We have fun with it all. I equate it to – many times I've equated it to – widening your horizons. You wouldn't eat just a hot dog every day for the rest of your life.
Right.
So why would you contain yourself to one form of music for the rest of your life? So widen your horizons, eat well, listen to great music, and listen to stuff you haven't heard before. And that's what you're going to get on Coast to Coast. You're going to get some of the oldies and goodies, but you're also going to get new stuff that even William and I haven't heard before because I spend a week, and I'm sure William does too, researching what songs we're going to put on our individual lists. And we run across something and we go, wow. So, I mean, we're educating ourselves and hopefully we're entertaining you along the way.
Right, right. And, you know, and let me just share something with you. Yes, we have, we play Christian music and we really love Christian fellowship. We understand that. We also want you to know that this is a variety station. And like Mike said, we incorporate different genres of music as long as it's good, if it's clean, if it's wholesome, we will add this to our station. We are inclusive. So we don't want you to think that we're excluding you because you have some different type of faith or things of that nature. And speaking of which, we have a wonderful, if you are someone who really loves gospel music, we have someone we have several people that come on each and every Sunday in our gospel hours. Check it out. Man, oh man, some of the greatest gospel music that's ever been recorded. You would absolutely love it. The title is Gospel, The Gospel Explosion. We start off with that on Sunday, so dial in studio.buzz from your Android phone. No, Apple, studio.w. Apple is simply Studio W, available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa, the website. My. You want to visit the website. It is a great website, great graphics, great content. You can hear this show. If you want to hear it again or just share it with a friend, just go to studio.buzz. And welcome back, Dr. Demery.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Perfect, perfect.
Beautiful.
Okay, yes. Anne should be joining us shortly. Dr. Sims, she's out on assignment. She said she had something very important to do that she had to take care of. And personally, Yep, I'm saying that from, you know, from, you know, an appreciative standpoint. But personally, guys, I think she's just playing hooky. And so, Mike, you can deliver that message to her if you want to. Okay.
Just like I was playing hooky in the hospital, huh?
Yeah, but not so much. Not so much. That was even more serious. But Ann should be joining us shortly. Mike, I got the biggest laugh that I've had all week. And I was telling my grandson, who is Kevin, our brilliant engineer. He handles the graphics. He takes care and updates and created the website, StudioW.Buzz. StudioW.Buzz, you can go there and subscribe, leave a comment, and hear the show again, right? And so I was explaining to him that, you know, I was telling him what was the show about today. And I had dubbed this, we want to talk about mental health, hatred, or hatred and mental health, and how our politics have contributed to the downfall of mankind, okay? By spewing hatred, telling lies, and I am, Mike, I'm of the opinion, and Dr. Sims, I wish she was here, I was inviting, I wanted Dr. Joyce Harris to come on also, because they are mental health specialists. I'm not, and neither you or Dr. Demery is. But Mike, I tell you what, with you and Dr. Demery though, you have dealt with people that have gone through mental health crisis, okay? Because being former law enforcement officers, you've had to deal with all types of personalities. So the question on the board again is, how is politics and these buffoons that we have elected have contributed to the downfall of humanity, mental health crisis, by number one, not, oh, there's Ann. Okay, I hope she comes in so I can restate my question again. But I just want to leave this on your mind, Dr. Demery and Mike. To me, the choices that our so-called trusted officials make for us can help us or they can hurt us. And if you're in a situation, hey, Ann. Oh, she's putting her headphone. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how are you?
Great. I thought I had sent that earlier. And if not, I apologize for that.
It's okay.
But let me just, oh, she's being she's being sweet. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, look out for that. Look out. Okay.
Well,
oh, your good friend.
Spice.
your good friend. And your sister, Dr. Cecilia Sims, she says she has something very, very important that she needed to take care of. Okay. So I'm going to say that perhaps she's out on assignment. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a professional way of putting that. But to me, I think she's just playing hooky. That's, yeah. Okay. You can tell her too.
Tell me last week, huh?
Well, actually last week is a whole different story because neither one of you know we didn't even have a show last week.
Really?
Yeah.
So when were you gonna tell me?
It wasn't there. It didn't happen. So, let me tell you what happened, and then I'll get back on topic. Mike had he had an engagement, and he had told me about this weeks and weeks before, right? That he was gonna be on. Dr. Sims, okay, and she was having a problem. Her place was flooded.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. There was a pipe that burst or something. Oh, there's Brother Tisdale. Hey,
hi,
Brother Tisdale.
How are you?
Hey, my friend, how are you?
Wonderful.
Oh man.
I bet you don't talk about none of the men when they out. Mm-mm, you just give them, but if it's me or Dr. Sims, you talk about us, huh?
Well, you know, generally the men are always here.
William, you do know there have been times when it's just you and I
on the
show together. Would you like for me to recount those times for you?
Yeah, recount all both of them.
Ah, it's been more than two. Stop it. Okay. Stop.
Okay. you just coming back at me because I told you that your sister's out there playing hooky.
And she's not here to defend herself.
So you're here. Okay. May I start over again, please?
Go ahead. That sounds like we need a reset. Rewind. Let's reset. Start over.
Okay. Hey, Brother Tisdale, how are you, brother?
I am doing wonderfully well. Thank you for the mercy and grace of the Almighty.
Amen. And look here. We need him more now than we ever have. And I promise you, because the topic, or when I posted today's show, The Boomerang, I highlighted three things. Mm-hmm. Mental health, hatred, and politics. And how does politics right now contribute to the hatred, the depression, okay, and mental health? Because I would submit this, that if I am hard for me to find a job, hard for me to make ends meet, okay, my health is in decline, or I need health privileges and things of that nature, and you have some people in D.C. that are pulling the strings that affects me directly. Think about this. A few days ago, we were on the verge of having a shutdown because the people that we pay a lot of money to are up there playing political games. You think about this. All right. Instead of passing a budget, they want to find Hunter Biden's laptop and what's in it. Okay. And again, I'm going to say this 1,000 times over. If Hunter Biden is guilty of something, okay, and you find him guilty, let the punishment be whatever it is. Lock him up if you have to. Hunter Biden has never run for political office. Forget me with this. You were elected to go up there and pass bills that's going to benefit your constituents. Okay? And we're on the verge of a shutdown. And guess what? Coming up in about 40 days or less or so, there has not been a permanent resolution to this. We could be in face of another shutdown. And guess what? We don't have a Speaker of the House. If you don't have a Speaker of the House, then nothing happens. They went home for another week. Now, they come back. Who's to say that they're with the people that's in power right now that's going to allow the bills to be passed that's going to really make a difference and do what it's supposed to do for the public? Okay? You've got them fighting back and forth. We don't want to fund Ukraine. Whatever you think about that, that's fine, but I think that that's a whole different subject we might take up later. Well, what about the other substances? I mean, this is absolutely crazy. So let's get back to the point. Oh my God. I needed to go live. I didn't go live except for on the radio right here. Okay. Somebody just, I'm getting too passionate about this. Well, not so much.
Okay. That's normal. That's William 101.
Okay. My point is, with people that are stressing out with inflation, jobs, money, things of that nature, how much does politics play into mental illness and also hatred? Hatred. I'm going to pull up something here that I had earlier today. Okay, hold on 1 second if I can find that. That'll come up. Hold on 1 second. and was talking about how hatred had something to do with people being fearful, and also at the same time with their hatred, they want to denigrate someone else. Let's start off with Ann. Your take on whatever I said.
Well, on the one hand, I want to make it clear to everybody that I don't think that I'm telling you who to vote for. Let's just put it right. That way. I don't want to make it seem like I'm telling you who to vote for. But on the other hand, I do want to make it clear that we've got a really serious problem. You've got a right-wing Republican who was ousted for actually doing his job for once, instead of catering to the far right fringes of his particular group. He decided that, okay, we need to keep the government open. That means that since my own party, you know, won't work with me, I'm going to have to go across the aisle to work with the Democrats in order to keep our country from, you know, descending into financial chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a whole lot of sense, especially when you've got a lot of people, including our armed forces members, who are dependent on the federal government for their paychecks. This should not be an issue, but it keeps turning into a political issue, so much so that the United States has been downgraded, financially speaking, by one. William probably knows the institution that did it. And they did it specifically for this reason, because America keeps falling on the fringe of defaulting on its loans. It's not passing bills to keep the money flowing in its country, and it's putting everything at risk. So not only is the credit rating downgraded, and it should rightfully be done. Don't get me wrong. Their timing for doing it, I think, sucked. If they had done it before the vote, I think that would have been better, but they waited until after it was done the last time. The thing about it is, if we're talking about you and I, and we're late getting the money to pay our bills on time, they'll downgrade your credit rating too, right? And you want your particular employer to pay you. I've had a job where my paychecks used to bounce. Best believe, as soon as I could get away from there, I did, because what's the point of me going to work every day if I'm not going to get the money that you promised to pay me for my hard-earned work? And that's the situation that we're putting a lot of American employees in, those who work hard for the federal government. And some of them wouldn't even get the money that they lost back, depending on their contractual status with the government, you know, when they're working for them. So we have a very serious problem when you can't make a decision based on straight funding. You got to add your little tags to it in order to get it passed. That, to me, is an issue that just shouldn't happen. People shouldn't be afraid that they're going to lose their homes, that they're going to lose their cars, that they'll be put out of their apartments, that their lights will be cut off, that they won't be able to feed their kids because you want to play political games in order to appease a few people instead of doing what's right for the nation.
Absolutely. It's no question about it. You know, and Mike, I want your take on it, because the United States has, when you want to talk about credit, and all of us on this network right now, understands the power of credit. If you have good credit, man, you can get anything you want. Mm-hmm. And the opposite is true. The opposite mm-hmm. is true. And the United States being on top of the mountain as far as the pillar of, or a lot of countries look at the United States as the example. This is where we want to go. Okay. And to risk something as important like that, your credit rating, because guess what? If your credit rating drops a percent or two, think of us. When we go to get a loan and our credit rating drops a percent or two or five or 10%. You pay more for that loan.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on, talk to me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
please. And the United States being the person, this is where I always grew up thinking. The United States had the best credit of anybody in the world. I don't know where it stands right now. I'm sure that it's still pretty high, if not on top. But Mike, the importance of that. And then let's talk about how this whole thing trickles down, because I still want to get back to the root of how the decisions that our so-called politicians make, how they really affects society. And if you being affected someone, how does that contribute to your mental health? And if you're already in a bad situation, somehow to me, there is a connectivity there that we cannot ignore. Mike, I'd like to have your take.
William, I'd like you to indulge me for a second, because I've got plenty to say about this, but I think Dr. Demery's been jumping at the bit there to say something. So I'd like, if you don't mind, to hand it to Dr.
I have no problem. Pass the baton, then we come directly back to you. Dr. Demery, your take.
Where did you say that Dr. Simmons had a geriatric convention? That
was good. Y'all gonna get up off Big Sister Man. Star. I'm gonna tell it.
Woo!
I'm snitching.
Hey, you guys, if you don't mind, look under my name.
Okay,
let me your name.
Hold on 1 second.
What my name on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
See this mess that William and Dr. Demery are getting into. I didn't do it, and I'm not going to fix it. Just saying.
Mike, that geriatric convention.
When it comes to Dr. Sims, I don't know what it is, because Mike be wimping. He wimps out every week.
Because he been to the kitchen. You know it's hot over there.
She got to clean up a grease fire.
Right. Woo, that geriatric convention. That's a good one. I can't wait to tell it. I'm going to tell it.
Dr. Demery, I love it. Love it, brother. I love it, brother.
I would think it rolls back to one of my favorite.
You're breaking up.
Oh, my God. You were so clear earlier.
Am I okay now?
Better.
There you go.
I'm trying to get a little closer to the mic.
Thank you.
I would say that part of this rolls back over to one of my favorite theologians that some of you may or may not have heard, Paul Tillich. And Paul Tillich had written a lot on ethics and morality. And one of the things he talked about, which you've heard me say many times, is that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Nice. And what happens is that you get these guys that are in positions of power and might and all of that, and they misuse it. It happens with pastors. It happens with law enforcement. It happens with anybody who's in a position of authority. You're very easily corrupted if you're not careful. And I think a lot of these guys are, first of all, easily corrupted. I know it's more complicated than that, and there's more consternation surrounding the whole subject, but I believe that part of it is their moral and their ethical background gets compromised because they get bought out by special interest groups. They get compromised by special interest groups, and they forget where they came from. They forget that they're here to vote and to pass legislation and all that for the people, not for themselves, not for, the best interests of what they think, but what the people want. And the people want, you know, a government that's going to function on a relatively coarse program, that it's going to function, it's going to pay its bills and do all of that. And I think you have a lot of these guys that get in there, and anybody in a position of power, whether it's the president, all the way down to the manager of a janitorial company. If you're not careful, the power and the influence that you have in your position, it can be corruptible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the beginning into what is happening here and what we see go on. These people get corrupt and they forget where they came from and they forget about the whole process of why they're there to serve the people, not themselves, not their own self-interest, any of that. That's my take, William.
Yeah, but I've got, before we go to Mike, got a question for you though. With the decisions that they make, how do you think that affects us as a society and some more vulnerable mentally, health-wise, physically, and so forth? Do you think that it has a direct influence on my mental health, stability, and things of that nature? If I'm not certain about certain things and I'm watching TV and I'm seeing the same people that making decisions for me, getting out of limousines, going to these cocktail parties, seems like no matter what negative decision on my behalf they make, they're still having fun and they're still getting paid. Because keep in mind, if the government shuts down, these people will still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Congress is $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy, in his position as the speaker, he was making $25,000 a year. I mean, how do I get that job for doing nothing?
Well, I think they should be directly affected by the fact that, like, for example, myself, my military retirement checks comes through the government.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is, I think they should be directly affected as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get paid, they don't get paid.
Right.
They wouldn't have half the problems that we're having, because like Ann said, which is so true, you know, part of our military veterans and retirees and all that are directly affected by this. Also, government workers mm-hmm. are directly affected by this. And if they don't get paid, they shouldn't get paid either.
Okay.
We wouldn't have these problems.
And I would submit that has and it has to weigh on your mental health. And Mike, I'm going to you next. I've got, and you can appreciate this, because I know you appreciate the gentleman who made this statement. When we started, before I started the show, I was talking to my grandson, like I said, the brilliant architect of everything that goes on behind the scenes. You know, as far as the website is concerned, of setting up the program, whatever it takes behind the scene, okay. And Mike gonna say, yeah, William, all you have to do is push the buttons. Yeah, okay. But anyway.
Well, okay.
That came from Ann. Ann's the one that said, sit in your big chair and push your buttons.
You mind, not from Ann.
I'm sorry. It came from Dr. Sims.
Yeah, will you mind if I finish? Okay.
You're your friend. Okay.
Let me think about it.
I don't care.
Think about it for just a second. Okay, you have my permission. Go ahead. Please continue.
I love it. I love it.
I know you do. I know you do.
And make sense.
And being a judge, yes. She loves controversy. I can tell. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You foster this environment.
Yes.
You and Reverend Demery started out teasing me. Reverend Demery, he learned.
I'll never learn. Hey, Danny, we're going to get you, dude, brother. We're going to get to you right after Mike, I promise. I'm not going to say anything. After Mike finishes, you just come right on in. Okay, just jump right on in, no matter what Ann says. Okay, but anyway, you guys, so I was talking about, hey, what was the gist of the program? You know, what are we going to talk about? And I said, we're going to talk about hatred. We're going to talk about mental health and how politics and the politicians play into the demise in a lot of cases, or the downfall of society. And so my grandson, he says, there's no politicians in heaven. So,
yeah, but hopefully there's a lot of them in hell.
Oh my God.
And I said, I said, what did you say? He said, I promise you, no one ever went through the pearly gates. So Mike is on you. And you
more
being
cynical than you are.
There's an awful lot to digest here. Let me start by saying, you know how I feel about politicians, liars, cheats, thieves, and whores.
That's why I told you that.
I believe that they play a very foolish game, and they know they're playing this game.
They do.
And what they're doing is they're pitting us against each other. And it's done on purpose, because if you do a divide and conquer, everybody on this panel knows what divide and conquer means, and that's what they do. And if they'll divide you by your religion, by your race, by your gender, by your odd gender, perhaps, rather than just male, female. There's, you know, we've got all these different genders now. They will push all the right buttons, and both sides do it. Neither side is clean. I don't want to hear it that one side's better than the other, because they're not. Again, they're liars, cheats, thieves, and whores. And William brought up something about what's going on in Congress right now with the speaker being gone, and brought up Biden's laptop. Again, I'm going to both sides. If there's dirt on Hunter Biden's laptop that his father, our current president, has been compromised, then that needs to come out. And I would say the exact same thing for Trump or any one of the Republicans. If they're dealing dirty, if they're riding dirty, ferret them out and get rid of them. Put them. I think there's prison. There's people in Congress that need to be in prison, and there's people in our government that need to be in prison. And,
amen.
And again, I think they know exactly what they're doing, and I wouldn't be surprised if after they fight in front of all of us in Congress, if they don't go have drinks later on and have some dirty martinis, because they're dirty.
Dirty martinis.
They have them right now.
Yeah. I just cannot believe that a lot of this isn't done on purpose. I really believe that.
They're doing this on purpose. About to shut down the government. That's definitely intentional.
You know what? Shut it down. And I'll tell you why. Because we're $33 trillion in debt, and both sides want to balance the budget. They beat their chest, and we want to balance the budget. How come it's not balanced if both sides want to balance it? And how come we're $33 trillion in debt? Do you know how much $1 trillion is? I know that's a rhetorical question, by the way. And every year it goes up by another $2 or $3 trillion. This is ridiculous. As Ann brought up earlier, if we don't balance our household budget, what happens to us? We go into bankruptcy. And I think the wake up call, and this has happened in the past, again, from both sides playing this stupid game where we're the pawns. They have this let them eat cake mentality towards the public. And they pass all these laws. They stand on their soapboxes. They beat their chest and say, see, look what I did for you. You didn't do anything for us. All you're doing is beating your chest to make yourself look good. Both sides. I'm fair about this. And I think it's absolutely criminal for them to get away with this kind of stuff and not be held accountable for the decisions that they make and that they don't make, which would be good for the United States, the people of the United States. And we're spending all this money. I'm not for not helping other countries out, but why aren't we taking care of America first? And we're running around the world trying to be the world police and trying to be the world saviors and beating our chest saying, see what great people we are, but we're not even taking care of our own military here. We're not taking care of all the mental health issues that where you see people on the street because they can't get a job, they can't get decent pay, so now they're on the street because politicians have created an atmosphere where it's almost impossible to survive anymore. Look at the taxes we're paying here in California. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, William, yes, the decisions that our government makes does affect people mentally and physically, and that's why we're in the hole that we're in. And you know what? we deserve to have our credit rating diminished because we're not doing it right. I just cannot believe that in the last few years that our debt has gone up by what, $10 trillion just in a short period of time. This is absurd that we keep spending. So I say shut the government down, let everybody have a wake up call and maybe we can fix it from here. But at some point, you know, at some point you can only bounce a couple of checks with your bank before they go, hey, we're not covering you anymore. And I think that's maybe the answer. And with regard to the Speaker of the House, that man, in order to get that position to be Speaker of the House, he made promises to people that, listen, if you vote for me and get me into that position, I'll do this, this, and this. Well, he's done part of it, and it actually did quite well with some of it. But this last go-round with these omnibus bills and such, Congress should be voting on funding individuals like the military or DOJ or FBI or whoever. They should be voting individually. Let them come and present their budget before Congress and vote on them individually rather than doing these huge omnibus bills where everybody sticks their pork in the middle of it. Like Ann said earlier, they're all trying to beat their own chest and get a bridge built in their city in their name or some stupid thing. Absolutely irresponsible, and now I'm fired up. Now I'm feeling like Dr. Sims. Denny Teasdale, it's over to you, man. Fix
man,
it for
I
us, will you?
I got to just continue to piggyback on the both of you and on all three of you because we have people that so easily, they see themselves in the mirror. Their moral existence of who they are in the mirror is quickly faded away no sooner than they step away from the mirror. Now, so they are in these positions to help. They're supposed to be representatives of the people, voted in by the people to do things for the people. Our corporations, our big money industry, and those that have the gold buy off whatever little bit of moral standings that they had that they saw when they were standing in the mirror. When they step away from the mirror, everything is just like you say, Mike, it's all about deception. They want to keep us focused on these other little shiny things going on around us. But you're not doing your job. But you've been able to figure out how to to implement laws that when the government budget or the financing for the government is shut down, it doesn't affect your pay. When you have one of the best health benefit systems and insurances in the world today, but you don't want nobody else to have it unless they're a representative in some place in the federal government. These people take all of the money that we pay into Social Security on these jobs that we work each day and through all these years. They take all the money back and give us some kind of note that they put in place for the money that they receive. Well, that money that they get from us paying into our Social Security pays for all of their health benefits.
And when we get that money back, Danny, sorry for the interruption, but when we get our own money back, they tax us on our own money.
I'm fully retired now, living off of monies that I put back into the 401ks and different portfolios that retirement portfolios where you still get looked at as that being income to you. So just like you said, they tax you all over again. All of these things have been implemented and have been in place for many, many years. Just because they've been in place don't mean that they're right. They're not right.
Well, and I agree. I agree wholeheartedly that a lot of what they've done benefits them, especially the special interests, as we've talked about, and also certain political parties have been benefiting, getting what their constituents want. The vast majority of people don't want a whole lot of the stuff that's happened later. The vast majority of people didn't want abortion to become illegal in a lot of the states that it's illegal in now because we don't have a national standard. Basically, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Russians pulled off the best espionage job in the world of all time when they assisted Trump into becoming president of the United States. It still has repercussions to this day. The whole point was to destabilize America, and they've done that successfully.
And we helped them do it. We did it to ourselves as well.
And you know what? I will say in a heartbeat, anybody who cast a vote in that direction, period, was wrong. We're not just talking about what Russia did, but if you cast a vote for that idiot, I'm sorry, forgive me, Lord. If you cast a vote for him, knowing who he is, because he made it very clear. He didn't, you know, people say Trump's a liar. He is, but when it comes to who he is as a person, his character, he puts that on full display for the whole world to see every single day. He is honest about the fact that he will lie because he lies all the time. and he's honest about the fact that he'll tell you what he's going to do that's dirty, that's low down. And then people later on is like, oh, he wouldn't do that because once he gets to be in the office of the president, he'll act better. He didn't. He did all that dirty crap that he said he was going to do. And he is still doing it to this day. And you have the same core group of people who still follow him. So, yeah, you're right, Mike. In a very real sense, we did this to ourselves because we allowed it to happen. At least some of us allowed it to happen. And I think we're responsible for the fact that we're still allowing it to happen, because if you really wanted things to change, I don't think that you would have had Republicans controlling either side of Congress, the House or the Senate. We barely have enough Democrats, you know, in the Senate. And even though the Republicans have a much narrower margin, they shouldn't be in any control at all, given the fact they are behaving a lot like an extremist organization rather than a Democratic party in the United States government.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me just say something
real quick. A couple of things I'd like to do right now. And I was listening to your conversations, and it's good for me during this broadcast is for me to go to an external speaker, so I'm saying that I can hear what our audience is hearing, and I've listened to all of your comments, and there's a few that I agree with you, and there are some that I don't. And this thing about the two sides argument, absolutely yes. You've got corruption on both sides. I agree with you 1,000%. There's a Democratic senator by the name of Menendez.
Yep.
Have you guys been following that? And we're talking about extreme corruption. Mm-hmm. And he needs to be held accountable for that.
Yes.
Now, when you start talking about two sides, let me tell you the difference between one side versus the other. The Democrats are saying, get rid of this guy. Get rid of him. When it comes to Matt Gaetz, when it comes to Donald Trump, they don't want to hear about it. You talk about Hunter Biden, and Mike, I agree with you. If there's a connection between Hunter Biden and his father, then hold Joe Biden accountable also.
And
this is what I'm saying. Oh, you did say that. You said and Trump.
And Trump and his sons or his prodigy, all of them.
All
of them. Then investigate all of them, but equally investigate things. I'm not seeing equality here. And again, I'm in the middle here. I'm independent.
And you're
agree. I'm not seeing the DOJ and the FBI. I'm not seeing them investigate one side equally as much as they investigate the other side.
And guess what? And you're exactly right.
From the middle.
And guess what? You're exactly right. They're not doing it equally because if they were doing it equally, Jared Kushner will be in front of Congress. Ivanka Trump will be in front of Congress. Okay? Don Jr. will be in front of Congress. Okay? And what's that other zombie looking? I'm sorry. Okay.
He said zombie.
I'm sorry. So, there's not equal justice because all we have been hearing for 9 months is Hunter Biden. You're not hearing anything from, about Jared Kushner.
And all you hear about for the last couple of years is Trump.
Well, guess what? So, because guess what? He stepped in it, Mike. The one that's been causing all of this. And that's why he's always on camera. There's everything that's covering because guess what? He puts himself there. Okay. Yeah. You hear about Trump because guess what? 91 charges, 4 indictments. Are you serious right now? And then not only that. Hold on. Have you forgot about Trump University? Or where he had to pay $25 million? Have you forgotten? That's $25 million? Dollars?
They should be one big prison and throw them all in the damn prison.
Yeah, but guess what?
But
the point is, if you look at the Congress right now, they're not investigating Trump in Congress. Yes, on the media, will you hear that? But guess what? The things that he did, he put himself there. Okay? You look at the trial. Well, let's talk about E. Jean Carroll, the rape case. He's already lost there. And guess what? He's going to pay more because he can't keep his mouth shut. And look at the thing in New York, the fraud case there, where he inflated his assets to get a bank loan and deflated his assets for tax purposes. He put himself there. Why are we talking about it? Because it's already in front of us. And it's a whole litany of things. It is not equal. Because if Congress were equal, then they would be invading Jared Kushner. You talk about Hunter Biden, and allegedly he took $20 million. That's a ton of money. But guess what? Let me tell you what's a bigger story. Jared Kushner got $2 billion with a B. Okay, all right. Come on, folks. Hang with me right now. You got $20 million versus $2 billion. Okay, and then another $1 billion coming from something, and he's running a financial institution, and he has no experience in running a financial institution. I can tell you right now because I'm a licensed stockbroker.
You're not going to get an argument from me on any of that.
Okay, like but the point is, if you're going to, it's not equal. And you know exactly what's happening. And the thing about it is that Congress, you've got the Republican part of the Congress. It is definitely not equal at all. I'm going to play something for you right now, and we're coming back on the other side of this. Let me see if I can pull it up.
You know, Joe Biden comes out, and he has the unmitigated gall to say that Donald Trump didn't build anything.
Yes.
And so what I did was I went in and started looking at all the things that Donald Trump did and built before he became president. And whether it's in let me just finish. Whether it's in the beginning of his career or right until he ran for president, it is unparalleled what he did from Mumbai to Dubai, et cetera, from Scotland. And then when he was in the White House, he talked about, you want to talk about what he built? He rebuilt the economy. Yeah. You talk about 1 or 2% of African Americans, they got jobs more than they've ever had under any other president. Let me finish. And the Democrats fought him every step of the way to build that wall. He had to go to the Supreme Court to get the wall built. And if there's one thing he really needs to be credited with building or rebuilding, and that is the military.
And she was a judge?
Just the black...
Shame.
unemployment rate and the Hispanic unemployment rate is the lowest it has ever been, and that's under President Joe Biden, not Donald
Joe
Trump.
Biden.
You know, and if she doesn't mind, we'll take it a little further. For those Fox viewers not familiar with what she's saying here, Tarlov is referring to a fact. Back in March, the black unemployment rate hit a record low of 5%. Moreover, during that same month, the gap between jobless rates for white and black people also narrowed to 1.8 percentage points, that being the lowest since the Labour Department began tracking it half a century ago. And even this month, the numbers remain impressive.
Note of the fact that America is now on the strongest job-creating periods in our history, in the history of our country. And it wasn't that long ago that America was losing jobs. In fact, my predecessor was one of only two presidents in history who entered his presidency and left with fewer jobs than when he entered. Look at where we are now. Just this morning, we learned that the economy created 190,000 jobs last month. All told, we've added 13.5 million jobs since I took office.
The jobless rate for black Americans in August stood at 5.3%, coming down from the July rate of 5.8%, and much lower than the unemployment rate a year ago, which was around 6.4%. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has continued to register another month in which the unemployment rate as a whole is under 4%. That makes it 19 straight months.
But Joe Biden has a tremendous economic record to run on. There's a nifty chart floating around social media. Everyone should check it out. The U.S. has the highest post-pandemic growth in the G7 and the lowest inflation. So all the countries we compare ourselves to. 13.1 million jobs created. So yes, all the ones that were lost during COVID came back. And then we're gaining jobs at a faster clip than we did under the Trump presidency. 800K in manufacturing. There are articles all over talking about the manufacturing boom. We know unemployment is below 4%.
Which, as Fox News learned during another rare interview where that funny fact thing was mentioned, as they had on Jared Bernstein, chair of the Economic Advisors, and he used his time to speak the truth on Biden economics.
Let me give you some other numbers. 82% support capping insulin costs for seniors at $35 a month. 81% support giving Medicare the power to negotiate for lower drug prices. 79% support tax incentives to create more manufacturing jobs. 77% support capping out-of-pocket costs on prescription drugs. These are all measures that are in place. These are the components of Bidenomics. So when someone tells you Americans don't like Bidenomics, it's false. Americans approve of the components above 80%. And that's because these measures are helping to do what President Biden has long sought to do with this economy. Build it from the middle out and the bottom up so that middle-income people...
However, as you know, a majority of Americans still say they are living paycheck to paycheck. So what is the message to those people who don't really personally feel the economy improving despite the White House's messaging?
Well, I think there we have to consider the what we've been talking about in terms of current events where we have...
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. The problem with it is that the Democrats really aren't good at messaging, in my opinion, because these are all facts. Fact check me, live stream if you want to. You can check this out, and you'll be able to check this out, this entire broadcast on studiowbuzz.com. Or studio.w, and that way we can get this word around the globe. So when you guys start talking about, both are, and nobody's doing anything, that is a complete falsehood. And it depends on who you are listening to. If you check this thing out, that was a clip that I played from Fox News. And there is a journalist there, named Jessica Tarlow, and she's probably the only sensible person on that show called The Five. And she gives you statistics on what's really going on. Folks, you have to understand. And understand, where do we get our information from? You have to look at the source. Where are we getting our information from? You know, I will check out several sources. And when I bring on these broadcasts, I have fact-checked what I'm bringing on to you. There is no such thing as that saying that the Republicans and the Democrats are the same people. They're doing the same things. Now, yes, some of them may be having drinks afterwards. I don't know what the situation is. I'm not there in Washington, D.C. But something is clear to me. Yes, you got two sides, but you got one side that's united. The 212 Democrats are united. The Republican part of Congress, they are in complete chaos. And you look at what they've been fighting for over the last 9 months over a doggone laptop. I could give a hoot about Hunter Biden's laptop. When you're going, now you're not going to come to me. And to me, you're being completely, completely disingenuous if you are saying that it is equal treatment under the law. It is absolutely a lie. I'm not going to stand for it. It makes no sense to me. I'm not going to be gaslighted by somebody saying, yeah, there are both of them. There's no difference between the other sides. Okay. I refuse to be gaslighted. And I repeat again, for someone telling me that both sides are correct. You are absolutely wrong with that. In my opinion, you are absolutely wrong with that because you have people that want to shut down the government. Mike, my friend, I don't have to make any disclaimers because you know you and I are buddies, but I vehemently disagree with you when you say shut down the government. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because
At some point it's got to break because the government is doing it. And again, it's both sides. All they're doing is they're kicking the can down the road. No. And your children and your grandchildren and your great grandchildren are going to inherit a debt that is $33 trillion right now, and it's going to get worse until you slap somebody up the side of the head and get their attention in Congress. Both sides, something needs to break.
I'm not going
before it can be fixed.
Mike, I don't agree, my friend. I definitely don't agree with you because it's not both sides. Because guess what? Let me finish. It's not both sides because the Republicans passed a $2 trillion of tax relief to the wealthy. We wouldn't be in this problem under Trump. Do you know that over 25% of that $33 trillion came under his administration? Okay,
and
do your facts on that.
The left has never done that.
And Mike, look, we're talking about now.
The left has never done the same thing.
Not the same thing to that extent. Do you know? Let me just share something with you, and let's go back with talk about statistics. Let's talk about statistics. When Bill Clinton left the White House, we were at a surplus. When the Republican took on, we went on into a deficit. Every time a Republican has taken on the White House, we have gone deeper and deeper in debt. And are you forgetting about Bush? When Bush took over, the stock market was 8%. He had crashed the economy. Obama came in, and I'm telling you what I already know because I studied this. Obama came in and pushed that thing back up to 19%, and Trump rode his coattail. Obama was the only person that came up with an affordable health care measure that had never been passed in history. When he walked into the White House, Mitch McConnell says, no matter what this man does, even if it's in the benefit of the country, we will not pass it. Are you serious right now? There's no such two sides to me. Right now, and I got stats behind me too, pull them up. If you look at Biden's numbers, they have increased more than Trump's. As a matter of fact, Trump lost more jobs than he gained while he was in the White House. Biden grew it by $13 billion.
But part of that was the pandemic was the loss of jobs.
I don't care what it was.
And I'm not defending Trump.
Yes, you are, because I tell you what, if Trump was, he's the president at the time, because guess what? He took credit for things that went well, but refused to take a credit for things that didn't go bad, or that went bad, because he always denied, nope, I'm not taking any responsibility for anything. It's not the same thing. And again, you're talking about a guy that got four indictments and 91 charges, felony charges, and a rape charge on top of that, and a couple of civil charges on top of that. Come on.
And how much of that is political bullshit?
It ain't none of it. None of it. Guess what? Mike, come on. Let's go back for a second. Mike, let's go back. Him and his dad was charged with discrimination when they discriminated against black people in New York. And he's also the same guy that said he would never hire a black guy to be his accountant.
William. Can I jump in here?
Please, somebody else jump in, because I need some heart medication right now.
I think you need some understanding to what